This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I know many of you depend on this show for certain kinds of information, and you know that this might be the only place you will get certain kinds of information. It's all honest. It's all true. And I know many of you have been wondering what Taylor Swift wore on her first post-engagement appearance. What outfit did she wear? Well, you can find that information right here on our show. When you need this kind of vital information, you can always tune into our show from 1 to 4 in the afternoon here on WWL. So what did Taylor Swift wear on her first post-engagement appearance? Here's the outfit. I'm not even sure I can pronounce all these words. She wore a sweater vest, a BTF BM sweater vest, priced at $28. A Lululemon sweater vest. How many did she wear? Priced at $26. A Evilus oversized sweater vest, $34. This doesn't really make any sense. This is what she wore at her first public appearance since her engagement. Maybe there was more than one appearance. Anyway, these are the things that she wore. A Zankrak Tong, I know I'm not pronouncing this right, a Zonktan A-line pleated skirt, $23. You know, she can afford more than this, but I'm just telling you what she wore. She wore tall boots, shoes and tail, knee-high boots, $54. Now, you know, sometimes Taylor Swift wears, like, just really expensive stuff. I don't know, like a $25,000 dress or something, like a $5,000 hoodie or some crazy stuff like that. But these things that she's wearing now, seems like it's, early fall look at some of the stuff that she might be wearing. I saw pictures of this. She looked great. She looked like Taylor Swift. Didn't look any different now that she's engaged. And, you know, a lot of young people are just looking at this as this is their love story. This is their Romeo and Juliet. They have followed the story. Some of you have kids and grandkids that are following this. And it's quite endearing. And this is why I really hope that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are sincere. And I hope they stay together. Because this is an example of love in 2025 for a young generation that is just starting to feel what it feels like to be in love with somebody. Remember the first person you fell in love with? Do you remember the first person you fell in love with? I mean, it wasn't really love, like you know love later in life, but it was just kind of that feeling that you get in your stomach, that tingling feeling that you get in your stomach and your body that, you know, when you see somebody or think about someone, it's kind of a tingling effect. And you, it's kind of like you have a crush on somebody. You just, you fall in love with them. But I mean, relative to the age, you feel like it's deep love and it's going to last forever. But, you know, it's what they refer to as puppy love. But for young generations, this is a big deal for them. So we have this article on our website, WWL.com. New Orleans faces a $100 million budget deficit. A $100 million budget deficit. And our mayor has had the nerve to travel around on taxpayer dollars on trips that she used as an excuse to have intimate relations, well, or to be with her booty guard, to be with her boyfriend. We don't know what they did. Maybe they were in the hotel rooms playing Scrabble. We don't know what they did. We know what a lot of people do when they make excuses, when they're in love and they make excuses to go on a trip. We know what they do. And the mayor was even married during some of these trips. And so our mayor was using your money, your tax dollars, to go on expensive trips and never tell us how those trips benefited the city of New Orleans. And the federal indictments indicate that the trips were just an excuse to be with her boyfriend, NOPD officer Jeffrey Vappi, who was frolicking with the mayor and being paid his NOPD salary in some cases. So that's really sad. And it's a reminder how much Mayor Cantrell did not care about you. And poor Oliver Thomas, you know, he has linked his wagon to Mayor Cantrell. And Mayor Cantrell is going to destroy him if she ever appeared on the campaign trail. She would destroy his image if she appeared with him on the campaign trail. And I know that at one point he was hoping for that. But when you link yourself to somebody like LaToya Cantrell, this is what you get. This is what you get. That was his deal. And he was hoping for that. And look what happened. So we're hearing from the government forecasters. There are some left. We have government forecasters left. There's a 40% chance of a La Nina in this in the fall. Now, you know, late September, early October, those are also busy months for hurricanes. It's not just in the summertime. So if there is a La Nina, that makes it more likely for hurricanes to form. Again, the full article is on our website, WWL.com. So keep that in mind. I'm going to repeat this. We were talking last hour about some of the survivors of being in the Epstein world, being on the island, being on the plane, being in these situations, some of these survivors of the sex abuse. And one of them, Lisa Phillips, says, quote, "We know the names. Many of them were abused. Many of us were abused by them. We know the names." They have mentioned former President Bill Clinton as one of the names who went on a trip with them to Africa. And they said that there were other known people on that trip. I think over time, I think they're going to spill more of the names. President Trump quickly dismissed this as being totally, totally bogus. In fact, let's take a look, a quick look at Scoot's news briefs. So President Trump is still bashing anybody who dares to ask any questions about his friend, Jeffrey Epstein, or his sex trafficking ring.
I understand we've given thousands of pages of files, and I know that no matter what you do, it's going to keep going. And I think it's enough, because I think we should talk about the greatness of our country and the success that we're having. This is a Democrat hoax that never ends. You know, it reminds me a little of the Kennedy situation. We gave him everything over and over again, more and more and more, and nobody's ever satisfied.
It's not a Democrat hoax. I mean, that's a way of just passing it off. And the more President Trump passes it off, the more curious people become. about him being on the list, about him being one of the people who was with Jeffrey Epstein. But, you know, this is not a Democrat hoax.
Which part is the hoax?
Well,
what is he talking? I can't believe none of these reporters has the bandwidth to say, like, sorry, Mr. President, what is the hoax that Jeffrey Epstein was a child sex trafficker? Is the hoax that Ghislaine Maxwell was involved in that? Is the hoax that there are, you know, rich and powerful, influential people all over the world from business and politics? Is this a hoax that you were on that plane? Is it a hoax that you were friends with him? Is it a hoax that you had sex with underage girls? What are the Democrats hoaxing about? He can't even specify that because he's lying.
No, because that is one of the catchphrases that President Trump uses. Donald Trump, as a human being, he's president, but he's also a human being. This is one of the catchphrases that he uses when he doesn't know what else to say. Democratic hoax. Democrat hoax, however you want to phrase it. It's not a hoax. There's nothing about this that it was a hoax. Nothing about it. Those men having sex with those underage girls, that was not a hoax. And that's a good point. These reporters don't even ask him, well, what part of it was a hoax? Well, we'll tell you right here on this show that none of that was a hoax. And that's just a total cop-out to say it was a hoax. All right, so even after a federal judge ruled yesterday that Trump's deployment of National Guard troops in Los Angeles was illegal, President Trump says that he will order federal intervention in Chicago and Baltimore anyway.
President Trump says he'll send federal law enforcement to fight crime in both Chicago and Baltimore. Local and state officials in both places are staunchly against it, but asked if he'll send the National Guard to Chicago.
Well, we're going in. I didn't say when. We're going in.
Telling reporters he has an obligation.
This isn't a political thing.
The president's praised Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser's cooperation with federal troops in the nation's capital, but he's criticized Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker for resisting.
If the governor of Illinois would call me up. I would love to do it.
Pritzker says he's already been clear.
No, I will not call the president asking him to send troops to Chicago.
Calling the request unhinged. Maryland's Wes Moore is also opposed. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I love when President Trump criticized the governor of Illinois for not being in shape, that he needs to go to the gym more often. Have you ever seen video or photographs of Donald Trump without his coat on while he's golfing? He's just got like the golf shirt on and the pants. You ever seen him? You got a vision of what he looks like. I don't think he should be telling somebody else to go to the gym. Oh, also, President Trump also says New Orleans is probably next for the federal troops.
We're going to be going to maybe Louisiana. And you have New Orleans, which has a crime problem. We'll straighten that out in about 2 weeks. It'll take us 2 weeks. Easier than D.C.
2 weeks, huh? If the National Guard can end our crime problem in 2 weeks, then let them come here and let them end it, and then it's over. But you and I know, I don't care how much you love Trump, you and I know that that's not going to happen. If the National Guard comes here, it's not going to end crime in 2 weeks. That is just a ridiculous statement. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So what about this guest that Tucker Carlson had on who says that Satan is in control of Hollywood? We'll talk about that when we come back. All right, Saints. New jerseys, a new gold, maybe it's a little tan, a new goldish jersey that they haven't had before. It's going to be an alternate jersey, and they're going to wear it Sunday in the Caesar Superdome as they open up the new era for the New Orleans Saints against the Arizona Cardinals. I am so jazzed for that game. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On WWL. On this day in 1977, the number one album was Rumors. It had been number one for 17 weeks. Amazing. People were still buying it. This really dominated in 1977. And here's a deep cut, not one of the more popular cuts that's always played, but a good song from the album, The Chain. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Wednesday afternoon, short work week. We're halfway to the weekend. So there was a controversy at the Slidell Little Theater, and somebody sent me an email, a couple of emails, an avid listener to the show, listened for many years, and just wanted to bring me the attention of what was going on at the Slidell Little Theater. And it said that there were people in the audience who would get very loud and shout out loud, and this was whenever Galinda... the witch appeared on stage. Galinda the Witch was played by a drag queen, and people freaked out over that. If you freaked out over that, why'd you go? I mean, they had to ask four people to leave one of the performances. And I'm thinking that, you know, this is just focusing too much attention on the wrong thing. It doesn't matter. As I've mentioned earlier, you know, when I was growing up, watch Peter Pan. Peter Pan was played by a woman, not a man. Mary Martin played the part of Peter Pan. I knew it. I'm assuming other kids knew it. I don't have a problem with gender. So this is nothing really that new. But this is part of the right-wing radical Christian zealot attack on the LGBTQ community. I mean, it's that simple. And a lot of Christians don't really act like Christians the way they act about things like this. And to try to disrupt a performance because you disagree with one of the characters, why are you there? I mean, why would you even go? If it was something that I totally disagreed with and didn't like, I wouldn't go. But these people went because they wanted to disrupt the performance. And I think it's kind of sad. And these are the Christians who are giving Christianity a bad name. These are the Christians that are turning younger generations off to religion. They're doing it themselves. The Christians themselves are doing it, and it's so predictable, but it's so sad. And then we've talked about how Coleman mentioned earlier how he learned that Bart Simpson was voiced by a woman, and that many animated characters in more of the more modern animated shows, many of the male characters were voiced by women. On Bob's Burgers, many of the women are voiced by men. We know that. I mean, so what? Bobby Hill. Isn't Bobby Hill voiced by a woman? I think it's a Brittany Murphy. So this paranoia about this, I think, is just, it's misplaced. And to make just such a big deal about this, I mean, just leave people alone. Let people lead their lives. And you know, if you're so worried about somebody else, you know, you probably need to worry more about yourself than other people. And I just think this is sad. So Tucker Carlson has this guest on. I guess it's somewhat related. Christian author Lee Strobel. Lee Strobel is a right-wing radical Christian. And he said that if Satan were smart, which he is, I'm quoting here, would he go around the country and around the world trying to possess or bother average everyday people? Well, you know what? It's much more efficient to go to Hollywood and to influence a bunch of people there who are very influential in, let's say, the entertainment industry. And let's say he encourages them to create films and television shows that are funny and that are creative and are fun, but there's an underlying message to them that there's a normalization of immoral activity that makes it normal. And he cites Friends as an example. What was immoral about Friends? Okay, guess what? Some of the characters on Friends had sex out of wedlock. Is that a sin? Yeah, I mean, I guess you can argue that's a sin, but the people who say that's a sin are committing their own sins. Living together is an acceptable thing today. It doesn't mean anybody can force you to do it, because nobody can force you to do that. You don't have to live with somebody. You don't have to have sex before marriage. That is a choice that some people make. And some people do live together. When I was young, that was more unheard of than it is today. You know, when I was growing up, the hippie communes were, you know, I guess, an example of living together and shacking up and all of that. But it was really kind of unheard of for a couple to just live together and not be married. I don't know if that forced me to get married at a young age. I don't think that's the reason that I did get married at a young age, 21. I don't think that's the reason. I think there were other reasons, and not the least of which is I fell in love with somebody. But this idea that a show like Friends is immoral, I mean, the only thing that I can think of in Friends is that they had sex out of wedlock. But that doesn't mean that Satan is in charge of Hollywood. I just, you know, I mean, I guess people could come up with examples like shows like, I don't know, what are some of the shows that might indicate that Satan is in charge of Hollywood? I mean, Hollywood has always been, what about, what was the name of the movie years ago? Lolita? Little Lolita or Lolita? It was about a young underage girl who was having sex. It's in black and white. This is not new. And you get ideas from entertainment, but entertainment doesn't make you act on those ideas if you don't want to act on those ideas. I can't imagine that anybody would talk about a movie that made them do something they didn't want to do. And people make the argument, yeah, well what about commercials? I mean, if videos and things like that, if it didn't make you act, then what about commercials? Well, I'm going to say what I say all the time with this. Commercials don't make you do something you don't want to do. If you see a commercial and it makes something seem attractive, then somehow you are predisposed to use that product or to take advantage of that service. And I'll give you a great example. There are some really entertaining beer commercials out there. But if you're not a beer drinker, those commercials are not going to make you start drinking beer. Those commercials might convince a beer drinker to change from one brand to another. But fancy, popular, fun beer commercials don't make people start becoming beer drinkers. I don't drink beer. I'm not influenced by those commercials. I don't eat meat. when I see some of these fast food restaurant ads like Sonic, it's a good commercial. I mean, it makes the meat look really, really appetizing. But I don't eat red meat. I'm not even tempted to do that. That commercial's not going to make me eat red meat. The commercials for Outback, the steakhouse. Man, the commercials of that sizzling steak, they're very, very well done. And then they pour the butter over the steak. To me, that looks disgusting. But if you're a meat eater, you might think that looks delicious and it might cause you to act. So again, commercials don't make you do something that you're really not predisposed to do on your own. And the same thing is with entertainment. It doesn't make you do things you don't want to do. If you have a violent mind, and if you don't know how to control your temper, and if you have a gun nearby, you might see something in a movie that might make you act. But you had that attitude before you saw the movie. The movie didn't make you have that attitude. And there are millions and millions and millions of other people who see the same movie and they don't act. If movies and TV shows had that kind of power, there would be even more crime than there is today. So, you know, again, this is just a superficial bashing of Satan. I mean, look, if you want to bash Satan, that's fine. I'm not a fan of Satan. I'm not standing up for Satan here. I'm standing up for what is right. And I'm not, you know, if you want to believe that Satan is this evil entity out there, you can believe that. But this idea that Satan is in control of Hollywood is ridiculous because you are in control of yourself. And if Satan is more powerful than you, then shame on you. If this image of Satan is more powerful than you, then shame on you. Satan can't make you do something you don't want to do. Satan presents something to you and you do it. That's on you. So this idea of, you know, again, this is a right-wing attempt to blame Hollywood. And it's going to work for a lot of people. But at least we have an opportunity to, you know, be honest here. If you have a comment, you want to join us, the Oakenhart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. We'll get to some of your text messages coming up. So this is the love bug season. We had this story on our website yesterday. The two love bugs joined together. Man, if you drive at night, this can just make a mess of your car. And I love them when my car's clean. And I'm obsessed with like bugs, the carcass of a bug drying on my car. If you go out at night, drive at night, try to wipe those bugs off your car. Man, I got into a Lyft, yesterday. And the guy had, like, you know, bug carcasses all over his windshield. Drove me crazy. But, you know, that was his problem. But, you know, don't let the bugs stay there. But, look, it is, it's I mean, it's that time of year. It's the season for the love bug. And they're flying around, and they're joined together. And the bugs are, well, they're making love in the air. I mean, they're all over the place. Boom, they hit the... You hear the little thump when they hit the windshield or hit the front grill of your car. It's disgusting. It's like a bug atrocity out there with all those dead bugs. Anyway, they're just doing their thing. Immoral as it is, they're doing their thing. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. This is WWE.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pretty well. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1970, the lead singer of this band, Canned Heat, Alan Wilson, committed suicide via a barbiturate overdose. He just, you know, decided to kill himself with barbiturates. Canned Heat performed at Woodstock, performed at the New Orleans Pop Festival in Gonzales, which happened Labor Day weekend. And what's interesting is that Alan Wilson was part of the 27 Club, along with Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Amy Winehouse, Brian Jones, Robert Johnson, Kurt Cobain. I mean, that list goes on and on. There's something about the age of 27 for rockers, and it seems like a lot of people are prone to come to this moment in time when they're trying to decide whether to live or die, and in my opinion, they all made the wrong decision. All right, so Vice President J.D. Vance is concerned that the NFL is going to start fixing games for the Kansas City Chiefs. He thinks that they're going to use the officials to make calls that helps the Kansas City Chiefs win games and get back to the Super Bowl, because the ultimate plan is a Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift wedding around the Super Bowl. Well, more ridiculous this could not be. This is just the ramblings of a nonsensical mind in this case. This is just a total waste of time. First of all, it would take a lot for the NFL to really fix games, but I don't doubt that the NFL somehow communicates with officials and suggests that if a call can go one way or the other, we'd like it to go this way. I don't know how they communicate that, but I don't think that's beyond the realm of possibility. There have just been too many bad calls that were not only game changers, but changed games that led one team to the playoffs and not another, like the Saints-Rams game in the Dome a few years back. There have been too many of those calls. However, the idea that the NFL is working with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce to coordinate a wedding around the Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl, I think is totally absurd. First of all, you don't know what kind of season the Chiefs are going to have. Look, chances are they're going to win their division because they're just still a damn good team. And they've got a good shot at going to the Super Bowl. I mean, they're that good of a team. I don't know that the number of calls going in their direction is going to in any way guarantee that. And I don't think the NFL is going to tell Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce what to do. I don't think Taylor Swift is the kind of person who would allow the NFL to somehow orchestrate their wedding, because it seems like there's a real personal private side of Taylor Swift, and she just doesn't let anybody else tell her what to do. So I think that's ridiculous, but hey, we'll see what happens. Ian's got a couple of texts for us.
All over the place. Here's one about the Slidell Little Theater that says the behavior exhibited at the Slidell Little Theater is quite rude. It's downright uncivilized, and it gives a bad name to our little city.
Yeah, it does.
Rusty is listening today, and he says Satan's influence in Hollywood, the biggest sin on Friends is thou shalt not have a monkey in an apartment in New York.
Boy, amen to that. I mean, you know, that was kind of like the jump the shark moment for Happy Days. You know, it's like the monkey. You need a monkey. Who brings a monkey into the apartment?
Ross Geller.
Well, I know, but that was ridiculous. Well, I know that was kind of his like career. You know, he was kind of into what, anthropology.
He was a paleontologist.
Yeah, paleontologist. Okay, but you don't bring in a monkey.
Here's a text from the coordinator.
I mean, he says, Chandler.
All right. Here's the text from the coordinator. He says of Satan's influence in Hollywood, the devil quotes scripture to serve his purpose. Joel Osteen is proof that Satan exists.
Well, yeah. Look, I think the guy's a good speaker. I think he's a good motivational speaker. I think he really takes advantage of it. I think he's as much in it for the money as he is for the message.
And I'll leave you with this one. This text says, Representative Thomas Massey put forth a resolution several months ago that's gone unnoticed, demanding the release of all the Epstein files unredacted. You should try and get Steve Scalise on to see if he signed that resolution or not, and to see if he didn't, why he didn't.
That would be a good thing to do. And if we can't get him on to talk about that, can we contact his office and ask him if he signed it?
Sure.
Okay, or can we look it up?
Yeah.
Okay, look it up. Okay, we're gonna look that up, and we'll have the answer for you tomorrow. But if he didn't sign it, then let's see if we can get him on the air and ask him why he didn't sign that. I mean, maybe there's a legitimate reason. I don't know. Maybe not. So once again, to the rumors that Trump is dead, you know, having grown up at a time when there were all those rumors about Paul McCartney being dead and all the clues, you know, we mentioned a few clues on the air today. But I still think it's rumors, and I still think this is the original Donald Trump. I don't think he's been replaced by a lookalike. All right, we're going to come back to wrap up the show, and another fun show today on WWL, and it's Wednesday already. Wednesday, September 3rd, and we are getting close to another weekend, and a cool front is coming through this weekend. It's not going to change the temperature as much, but it's going to make it feel a little bit more pleasant. I'm all for that. All right, we'll be back on WWL. Oh, wow, the show is over already. All right, Sports Talk, Mike Dettelier, Steve Geller coming up next. Deuce McAllister joins the guys to break down the Saints at 4:20 this afternoon. John Rich says that Hollywood's support of Donald Trump proves woke monster is fading, and Woody Allen applauds the president. That's a Fox News story. We'll talk about that on the show tomorrow. I want to thank our program director, brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director, brand manager, senior producer of our show, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, and traffic with Courtney Fee. As always, love all of you, even if we don't always agree. I appreciate you being with us every afternoon. Thanks for being with us. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.